AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla, and in Norwich at 92.3 FM.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Live from the Hive tonight here at OHS, I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski. High school boys basketball here on a Monday, a non-leaguer as Oneonta hosts Cobleskill Richmondville. Again, I'm Nate Lull. Welcome into the Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler is the area's biggest selection of pre-owned vehicles on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer overpriced. Everyone at Butler Auto Sales wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. Well, we're on the air a little earlier than expected. This was set for a 7:15 tip, but we're going to be going here in probably 5 to 10 minutes. JV game went fast, not much of a break in between, but here we are. You might say, why are you doing this non-leaguer here tonight, Nate? Some special things on tap. I think it's pretty much out there in the public, so we can talk about it, but Coach, always fun. I think there'll be a special buzz in the gym tonight.
Yeah, always a special buzz in the gym when there's a milestone achievement kind of on the line, but it's always nice to be back in the gym here at Oneonta High School.
Well, the special thing tonight will be that Brady Carr, the standout junior for Oneonta, is now 12 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. He would be the fifth boy all time here in Oneonta history to do it, and he would be just the 11th player overall. Of course, they've had many, many great teams and players over the years, and I think one thing that stands out to me, and Coach, you can definitely speak to this, is Oneonta's had a lot of great players that aren't in the 1,000-point club because they had such balanced, good teams that shared the ball, and I'm sure there's a lot of players in the 600, 700, 800-point range.
Yeah, and the other thing you have to remember is, you know, Oneonta has traditionally been a Class B school, so in order to score 1,000 points, you either have to score a heck of a lot of points in your 2 years on varsity, or you have to be called up as an underclassman. And the bigger the school, the harder it is to be, at that level as a, sophomore or a freshman. So it's certainly an accomplishment to score 1,000 points anywhere, but especially at a bigger school.
We're going to take a quick break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. When we come back, Greg and I will get you set for tip-off here. Cobleskill Richmondville is in town, Section 2 Class B school, for a non-leaguer here tonight. We'll be back on WCDO.
Now that's sharp.
Thanks. It's a 2024 Subaru Outback Limited. I got it from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney.
Wow, it looks brand new.
I know. I had a hard time deciding because they have such a big selection. They had at least 170 vehicles on the lot.
Well, that explains why you see Butler Auto license plate frames everywhere. Says a lot about their reputation. We need a new car, but I'm concerned about financing. Our credit took a hit when Bill got laid off.
I know they have a fully staffed finance department with specialists who handle all credit situations. And they also pay top dollar for your trade-in.
Sounds like they make the car buying process pretty seamless.
They really do. I've been using their service department for years, and their new building has 3 comfortable waiting areas with TVs.
This is exactly what I need. A car dealer that cares about the customer before, during, and after the sale.
Butler Auto Sales, where they guarantee a minimum of $1,000 toward your trade-in. Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Shop online at butlerautosales.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lowe and Greg Bonskowski with you here in Oneonta. Again, Brady Carr just 12 points away from joining the 1,000 career point club. But, you know, Coach, when you're looking at the game, you rewind a week ago, Oneonta takes a very, very good team, the Seton Catholic boys, maybe one of the top stack teams, to double overtime. Really great game, but they drop a tough one earlier this week at Shenango, or late last week, I should say, at Shenango Forks. So what did Coach Z have to say about bouncing back here tonight against CR?
Well, he just said that, to beat a good team, he feels that his squad needs to execute much better to be successful against good teams. He said not only did they need to execute, but they needed to limit unforced turnovers, and they needed to play with a little more physicality. So basically what he's trying to say there is they need to do little things, because little things make big things happen. When you talk about execution, it might be the way you get into an offensive set, or what's the scouting report on the other team. It's about making sure you take your guy away and come off that screen. So little things make big things happen, and they need to focus on executing.
Well, we're going to take a break here for the national anthem. When we come back, we'll get you set for tip-off between Oneonta Boys and Cobleskill Richmondville here tonight on WCBO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
When it comes to protecting their homes, people will try almost anything, from deadbolts to security systems, fences to motion lights. Every little bit helps. But when it comes to protecting your home, nothing is more important than making sure you have the right amount of homeowners insurance. So talk to me, Scott Smith, your neighbor's insurance agent. Together, we can help you get the coverage you want and the discounts you deserve. Stop by Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or East Main Street in Oneonta for all your homeowners insurance needs.
You're buying a new car and shopping for a good loan rate. This place has a higher rate because they price by credit score, and that place has a higher rate because you don't have three accounts and a MasterCard with them. Don't get stuck with a higher signature loan rate. Simply visit Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. Because to us, an auto is an auto, no matter the year. At Shendello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, one size fits all. No restricted terms or special requirements. 114 Main Street in Franklin. Or visit shendello.org. Member NCUA.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. We're live from OHS tonight. Greg is going to have the visiting Cobleskill Richmondville starters for tonight's game.
So for Cobleskill Richmondville, number 23, senior Brody Becker. Number 10, senior Caleb Hanzo. Number 0, senior Cooper Labarge. 11th grader, number 5, Tyler France. And 11th grader, number 3, Cameron Jackson. Cobleskill Richmondville is coached by John Rahatovich.
On the other side for Brad Z and his Oneonta boys, they start with junior number 2, Maddox Imperato, a junior number 12, Grayson Brockington, a junior number 24, Britton Z, the man of the night, a junior number 40, Brady Carr, and the lone senior in the starting lineup, number 50, Bruce Missler. Oneonta's in the home whites with that royal blue and the gold trim, says jackets and blue lettering across the front of the chest. The Bulldogs from Cobleskill Richmondville are in the all-black uniforms with the white and that dark blue trim, says Cobleskill Richmondville, and kind of cursive lettering across the front of the chest there. Oneonta wins the tip, but they throw it away, and the Bulldogs are going to get it back going left to right. So some early miscommunications.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that Coach Z talked about, limit unforced turnovers. That's not a good start for the Jackets.
Bulldogs will bring it down the floor going left to right. And again, we want to thank all our special sponsors for this Oneonta game tonight. We're doing several OHS games this season. We'll be talking about those sponsors throughout tonight's game. CR has it. They go to the high post, flipping it back to the right side of three here. And it's up and good early here for Cooper Labarge.
Good execution there for Cobleskill Richmondville on that first possession.
And the Bulldogs come in 11-3, so this is a high-quality team that OHS has decided to welcome into the Hive here tonight. Jackets have it with Brady Carr at the high post. Banks one in on a little runner, and a nice job by Brady. He's 10 away now.
Yeah, nice little move there by Brady to get to the free throw line, and then he just used the backboard to finish that one off.
DR breaks the press. They go to the right corner. Bulldogs zip it across to the left side. A little dribble drive here for the Bulldogs. They pull it out and to the high post. Now a straightaway shot. We've got a traveling violation here on Tyler France as he shuffled his feet.
Oneonta comes out in a zone. It kind of looks like a 2-3, but it's really not. It's a 3-2 zone. With their length, that certainly will present some problems for any opponent that they play.
Jackets will walk it down the floor with Grayson Brockington on the far side. Goes back to Imperato. They get across the half-court timeline as OHS goes right to left. They break some of the half-court traps there that CR is putting out for them. And they go to Carr on the left baseline. Good pass inside for Missler. Pump fakes, puts it up and in for Bruce Missler.
Good unselfish pass there by Carr to find Missler at that left low block.
Oneonta leads 4-3. We're a minute and a half into the ball game here tonight in Oneonta. Thanks for joining us tonight on CDO. Pull-up jumper here for Cobleskill Richmondville. No good. Here come the Jackets back down the floor. We got a foul here in transition on CR. So, Coach, what do you see? Are they settling in early here if you're an Oneonta fan?
Yeah, I think after that early turnover, after the tap, they've done a good job settling in. They've executed the last couple possessions on offense here. So I know this play they're running here, so we'll see how they execute.
And so the Jackets have it. I'm sure you know most of their playbook over there. As here is Carr on the right side. Carr to Britton Z. Wants a three. Pulls up. Good-looking shot for Britton. In and out, though. Rebound by Brockington. Can he save it? No, it goes to Cobleskill Richmondville. And back down the floor here. Nice play in transition up and off the glass there for Brody Becker, his first bucket. And so it's a 5-4 lead for Cobleskill Richmondville here over Oneonta. 5:40 to go in the first quarter. Brockington, left corner, 3-4. Grayson is good. A nice-looking shot there.
Good job by the Jackets there to break the press and then find the open shooter.
And so it's 7-5 right now, and Cobleskill Richmondville throws it away. Last touch by the Jackets. Good defense there. One thing about this OHS team, very athletic. They can make you pay with some of those quick moves on defense. Cobleskill Richmondville holds on to possession here, though, with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. And the Bulldogs have it to the right side. They want a three here. It's well short. Rebound for Z underneath. An air ball there for the Bulldogs. Jackets in transition. They find Imperato, and he comes up a little short on the jumper, but Carr is right there to cash it in.
Nice pass there in transition from Brockington to Imperato, and Carr did his job, finished up that little rebound there.
Brady now 8 away from the 1,000-point club. Here's a jumper for Cobleskill Richmondville. Back down right corner, no. And on the long side, Carr gathers up a rebound. Ahead for Britton Z. Z into the corner right side. Trapped, and we got a whistle. You know, Carr does not look that nervous to me. You see a lot of 1,000-point games where that person knows, and they're kind of jittery that night. I'm not seeing that so far from Brady.
Yeah.
Or he hides it well.
I think that's one reason as a coach I never let the kids know, because I didn't want him to be all nervous. But he seems to be very calm tonight, so that's a good thing.
4:50 to go in the first quarter. It's Oneonta 9, Cobleskill Richmondville 5. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, brought to you by SFCU. In the right corner, Brockington shot is too far. Too much mustard on it. And Cobleskill Richmondville's got the rebound. And they'll bring it back down the floor with LaBarge. Chest pass to the far side against CR, going left to right. Ball loose at midcourt, tapped away by the athletic guards here of OHS. Imperato back out. Britton Z, left side three for Britton, too strong. And a rebound tracked down by the Bulldogs. So 4:15 to go in the first quarter. Still 9-5 for Oneonta. And here come the Bulldogs into the right corner. They'll work one back out straight away to the high post. Back to LaBarge. They want to reset a little bit here. 20 on the shot clock. Plenty of time. Into the left corner in front of the Oneonta bench. They'll wheel it around the top of the world. And back to the right side for LaBarge. Into the corner now for Hantho. Back to the high post, and a pull-up jumper is good. Great ball movement, and Brody Becker cashes in.
Yeah, really good patience there by the Bulldogs.
9-7, Oneonta on top by two with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Here's Carr, left corner three, just a little too much on that for Brady. Rebound gets tapped up. Both teams fighting for it, and Missler comes out of there with the basketball. Missler to Z. Shovel pass, far side. They go to Brockington in the corner. Inside for Brady on the right low block. Steps through, up off the glass. Oh, it rims out. Cobleskill Richmondville's got a rebound. Just a reminder, tonight's game brought to you by Marabito Energy Products. Our people make the difference. For nearly 100 years, Marabito has been committed to keeping families comfortable. You can visit them at marabito.com. Ball out of bounds. Cobleskill Richmondville worked it into the right corner. Capped off a foot there of the Jackets, it looked like, or maybe not. And here, it'll stay with the Bulldogs.
That's two on this side that I would have liked to see the instant replay like we have in the NFL on that. But.
Well, as we saw last night, not even they tend to get those things right, but we don't need to go into all that. 3:05 to go in the first quarter, 9-7 our score. Jackets on top of the Bulldogs here from Cobleskill Richmondville. Section 2 in the house tonight. Bulldogs get it to the high post. And Simon O'Neill back out to LaBarge, a three. It's too strong. Rebound, though, kept alive by the Bulldogs. Second chance, no. Ball pinballing around on the floor. And this one's going to come right back to midcourt, and somehow Copelskill Richmondville holds on to it. Good hustle there by both teams. CR will pull it back out. LaBarge to the high post. Finds Hantho into the right corner. A three is good. Nice corner look there for Brody Becker, and he buries it. He's up to 7 points.
Yeah, really nice shot there.
And Copelskill Richmondville is now ahead 10-9 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. With a move underneath by Brady, a tough finish from the left low block, and Brady's up to 6 points. He's halfway there.
Yeah, he almost shot that. I think his body was behind the backboard, and he kind of just flicked it up there.
I like how the student section has got a little sign over there. I won't lose track. They're holding up a sign that says he's six away right now. Brady with a rebound. In the paint, gets tied up. We got a jump ball with exactly 2 minutes to go first quarter. Oneana 11, Copelskill Richmondville 10. And so the Jackets will have it. Copelskill Richmondville not happy with that call. What did they do? They get a foul there and not the jump ball? Did I miss that?
They called a foul. Well, too aggressive, the one official thought.
Little full court pressure coming here from Copelskill Richmondville. Jackets will look to get it across. They go to Imperato on the right side, and his pass was taken away. So the pressure pays off there for the Bulldogs. Here's LaBarge in transition. Dishes it off, and it goes out of bounds. Looks like it's going to stay here with the Bulldogs. A little frustration for the Jackets here in the last possession or two. With a minute 45 to go in the first quarter. On the baseline, Copelskill Richmondville will get it in. They go to the high post for Hantho, and now a foul on Brady Carr on the low block.
Against the Bulldogs' press there, the Jackets need to be careful of what we call the dead area, which is just before you cross half court and just after you cross half court. You want to get over that area so they can't trap. That's how they ran into that turnover last time.
Now a steal by Brockington on the inbounds pass. Brockington tries to go coast to coast. No, but Z is there for the old tip drill, and he puts it up and in. Timeout for Copelskill Richmondville. Jackets are on top 13-10 with a minute 38 to go here in the first quarter, live in Oneonta tonight on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
I don't know if we want to stand it yet.
1:38 to go here, first quarter. 13-10 our score. Oneonta boys are on top here of Copelskill Richmondville. Who was asking if we needed candy?
Scorekeeper.
Kathy
Lynch.
One of the best scorekeepers around. I love all my scorekeepers. They keep me in the loop, but she is dialed in and one of the first to report every night that Oneonta has a sporting event. So shout out to Kathy Lynch, a future podcast guest, I'm hoping. I'm trying to twist her arm to do it. Three ball in the corner here out of the timeout for Copelskill Richmondville. Elijah Barr gets it for three. That makes it 13-13. Tied back up. Here's Carr back the other way off the front of the rim for Oneonta. Rebound for LaBarge. Here are the Bulldogs. And he'll pull it down the floor. LaBarge into the corner now in front of the Oneonta bench as CR goes left to right. They'll work one into the right corner. Back up top straight away. Three for the Bulldogs. Is off to the left. Shot there was from Tyler France, and now Oneonta with a steal. Ahead for Matthew Rubin. Rubin in transition, and he's got two for Oneonta. Rubin, of course, a fantastic soccer player here for Oneonta. He's committed to Skidmore. And he's doing it tonight here on the basketball floor for OHS. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. It's 15-13. Bulldogs to the right low block. They'll work one back out straight away through for LaBarge. He's got it. And LaBarge has 6 points on two threes.
Oneonta had changed to a 1-3-1 there, and the Bulldogs did a good job of executing against it.
They find Carr, left corner here. Oneonta into their own offensive end of the floor. Carr going to work, and it hit the rim three times, wouldn't go down. The rebound is going to Copelskill Richmondville here as it rolled out of bounds. So 12 seconds left, first quarter. Jackets trailing by one here on their home floor. And Brady Carr is 6 points away from the 1,000-point mark. Big reason why we're here tonight. Knew it would be a good game, but also want to support Brady. And a steal by Britton Z at midcourt. Z trying to go coast to coast. He lays it in.
Really good body control on that finish there.
Mobile Skill Richmondville, can they get a shot off? No. First quarter in the books. Oneana 17, Mobile Skill Richmondville 16. We got a good one. We'll be back on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich. For all your project needs.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season. And we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Long, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Early second quarter, Jackets lead by a point. And tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Pickett Building Materials on State Highway 23 right here in Oneana, your one-stop destination for complete building supplies, serving both construction pros and do-it-yourselfers. Open Monday through Saturday. That's Pickett Building Materials. Jackets have it. Here's Brady Carr, a floater in the lane, and Brady's got it. 8 points now, so he is four away from the 1,000-point club.
Really good job of finding him in the gray area by the Yellow Jackets.
And Cobleskill Richmondville trying to fight their way back into the corner now, right side as they go, left to right, and a foul on the right low block, it looks like.
I don't think travel? I think it's called a travel.
Okay, shuffled his feet there. So it's going to go back to the Jackets with 7:23 to go in the second quarter. A lot to talk about when Brady hits 1,000 points, and I'm sure you can speak highly of his mom, who was part of the fantastic state championship teams here. She's also been on my show, and we can talk about that as he gets a little closer, and he's down to two now. Brady with a jumper in the right corner. Buries it. Jackets lead 21-16, and he's two away.
Yeah, the Bulldogs need to figure out how to guard that gray area, or he's going to have a big night.
Yeah, he's up to 10 points. He needs 12. Cobleskill Richmondville in the corner. A three little sidewinding shot is off the mark. They get their own rebound. LaBarge back to the left side. And the Jackets have turned up the defense, but Cobleskill Richmondville finds a weak spot backside, and Elijah Barr is open for a wide-open layup. 21-18 the score with 6:35 to go in the second quarter. Z has it. They go to Imperato, now to Grayson Brockington, to Carr. Down low, the shot is short, tipped back out, and LaBarge comes up with it here for the Bulldogs. Right side, step through for LaBarge, puts it up off the glass. No, Imperato a rebound. He gets mugged right there. Cobleskill comes away with it, up off the glass, and good. Shot is up and good for Elijah Barr now with 7 points, and it's right back to a one-point game. Jackets leading 21-20, 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Into the corner for Matthew Rubin on the right side. Rubin steps through a double team, finds Brockington. Inside for Imperato, back out Carr for a three and 1,000 points. No, it's short. Rebound for Imperato, and he buries it.
Good offensive board there for Imperato on that long three by Carr.
23-20 now. Jackets on top with 5:45 to go in the second quarter. Cobleskill Richmondville has it on the baseline. They'll look to get it to the high post. Now to LaBarge, feeding one into the corner. A three ball there is short. Tipped back out, and they keep it alive. Bulldogs doing a nice job on the glass on those long rebounds. Cobleskill Richmondville has it. LaBarge, another three, is too strong off the back of the rim. Hanthal with a rebound. He puts it up, and it's finally blocked by Brockington. Ahead for Britton Z. Z pulls up from 15 feet, and it's a swish there for Britton Z. He's got 6 points.
Really nice dribble move and pull-up jump shot there, and transition for Britton.
Makes it 25-20. Jackets on top with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs have it with the barge. Zips one back, far side, a chest pass with some mustard on it. Gets it inside. Wow, a nice little finger roll here, and we got a foul underneath. Z going for the rebound off the miss there from Nate Jones of Cobleskill Richmondville. Jackets get it back.
And Oneana has wanted a foul the last couple possessions as the Bulldogs have gone to the offensive glass. They kind of felt they got shoved from behind there. They finally did get that call on that possession here. It looks like the Bulldogs are going to pull the pressure off just a little and try to attack this Jackets offensive powerhouse with a half-court defense.
So here's Brady. He's 2 points away. He's got the ball in his hands. Now zips one to Imperato. Far side, they go to Z. Back across for Brady. A three and a thousand. No, again off the mark. Broadcaster's curse right there in midair. And now a steal by Matthew Rubin for Oneonta. Rubin back up to Imperato. To Z in the corner. Left sided. They find Brady down low, up off the glass, and he's fouled, and it's 1,000 points for Brady Carr. He needed 12, he's got it here about midway through the second quarter. 1,000 points for Brady. He's now the 11th player in Oneonta history, and the fifth boy to do it. That's rare air here, Coach.
Yeah, great accomplishment for him. That was a nice, I thought on his outside shot there, he got a little quick. But he got that ball there in the low post, took his time, went up, drew the foul, and earned the tip to the line for the old-fashioned three-point play. But outstanding achievement to score 1,000 points in your high school career. And his teammates and coach are out here supporting a little stoppage in the game here with the score 27-20 Jackets with about 4:26 to go.
He's got that big smile. They got him a nice painted ball here. This is 1,000 on it. So he joins Graham Wooden, Dan O'Brien, Mike Constani, and Josh Brown as the only boys in Oneonta history to do it. I mean, you think about all the great players that have come through here. And Brady is just a junior, so he's got a lot of time to maybe catch up. And Graham has the all-time scoring record here at 1260 on the boys' side. And so he's going to have a good chance at that, I would say.
And I would not be surprised here as this game continues if we see a kind of a burst from him offensively, because now that that's off of his mind, he'll seem to play a little better, I bet.
Well, he's got 13, and Oneonta is up 28-20 with 4:15 to go in the second quarter. Bulldogs have it, and they're looking to get something going here on the right side. Three ball here for CR. Hits the front of the rim, no, and a rebound for Brady Carr. He's going to have a little extra pep in his step here, and he'll bring it back down the floor. A straightaway jumper here for Carr. No, got his own rebound, puts it up. Second chance for Carr. No, he's got another rebound. Kicks it out for Britton Zee left side. And now we got a 3 second call underneath there of a screen by the player. And we'll see.
Yep.
Coach Zee not happy about it.
But every time you get a rebound, that's supposed to reset. So that was an awful quick three as Brady got his rebound and kicked it back out.
Yeah, so with 3:45 to go in the second quarter, Cobleskill gets it back, but Rubin, another steal and a layup here for Matthew Rubin. He's gotten two of those tonight. Biggest lead of the night here for Oneonta. Cobleskill throws it away it again, and it's 30-20. Jackets are rolling right now.
Yeah, and Rubin's doing a really nice job on the top of that press there. He's kind of long with his arms, and he gets his hands in the passing lane. Like you said, that's his second steal and basket tonight, so providing a spark off the bench here for the Jackets.
3.5 to go in the second quarter. We'll talk a little more about Brady and his accomplishment at halftime during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. Brady with a pull-up jumper here on the right side, and that was buried, and he's got 15 now. Yeah, I think he's feeling it a little bit here as the Jackets lead 32-20 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Brady with a steal near midcourt. Ball is loose. Finally, the Bulldogs jump onto it, and we got a timeout taken here by Cobleskill Richmondville. Just want to say we'd like to thank our special sponsors tonight, including Firefighter, Inc., a trusted Oneonta-based company with over 65 years of experience specializing in fire protection equipment to protect your business and employees. You can call Firefighter at 433-2800. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
Hi. I'm Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery Enterprises. Excited to tell you that Waste Recovery Redemption is now open on Clifton Street in Unadilla. Drop off your refundable bottles and cans for quick cash. Groups and organizations can set up an account for fundraisers, and we also do bulk pickups and bottle drives. And if you've been wondering what to do with those personal papers you don't need anymore, bring them to Northeast Data Destruction for document and hard drive shredding. Both of these services available at 29 Clifton Street, Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays 9 till 2.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Oneonta High School tonight. 32-20 our score. OHS boys with a little jump on the scoreboard here after Brady Carr got his 1,000th point. Again, he's the 11th player in Oneonta history to do it. Glad we could be here for that. But Coach, what have they been doing to jump this lead here? I feel like the defense has been tremendous.
Well, they have been creating offense from their defense, but they've also done a really nice job of executing. They're running a set play, and then they've hit not only the second, but the third option off that a couple times. So they're really doing a nice job executing.
Bulldogs get it in. They have a quick shot there off the out-of-bounds play. It was too strong, and Britton Z rips down a rebound here for the Jackets. 2:55 to go in this first half, I should say, second quarter. Reuben has it, goes to the left side, now the high post, good ball movement, they find Carr down low and he lays it in, and Carr is up to 17. He's averaging about 25 a game right now, and he's on pace to top that tonight for sure. Goldskill Richmondville has it left side, they'll pull it out, LaBarge. Bulldogs just looking for some holes here to try to settle in on offense a little bit as they find themselves down 14 in what was a close game. And now a steal by Oneonta, but Cobleskill gets it right back. Good hands by the Bulldogs. They go to the corner for Hantho, and they reverse far side. A pull-up jumper for France. No, and Carr, another rebound. I mean, he's a solid 6'5", 6'6", and he's tough on the glass. Brady in transition finds Britton Z. A step through, up and under, and a foul here. And Z's going to go to the line. And Britton's playing well tonight, too. 6 points, but does a little bit of everything. Kind of a floor general out there.
Yeah, he's had some really nice passes at the offensive end. That last trip, he was in the high post area and found Brady for a nice layup there.
First shot at the line for Britton is up and good. And want to thank, of course, Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese. They're a big sponsor of our Oneonta games this year. So whether you're in the mood for an authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on our homemade Italian bread, Tino's has you covered. Located on Main Street in Oneonta, you can order online through Slice or DoorDash. And don't forget they have dine-in, carry-out, and catering options with free delivery. Oh, did he get the second one, Coach? I missed it.
He missed the second one.
35-20. Too busy dreaming about that cold cheese. Three ball here for Cobleskill Richmondville. Missed it. Z, another rebound. And a head down for Matthew Rubin. Back to Z. A 15-point lead for the Jackets, 35-20. Britton trying to add to it. His three is in and out. Brady, a rebound. Up off the glass. No. Second chance. Yes. 19 for Brady Carr.
Good stick-to-itiveness there for Brady. Go back up and get that rebound after he missed the first one.
They only scored 40 the other night against Chenango Forks on the road. They got 37 in the first half here against a quality Cobleskill Richmondville team coming in at 11-3. Another rebound here for the Jackets. Brockington finds Z on the left side. Minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Jackets have it right side. And they try to skip across the top of the zone, and LaBarge was right there with the steal. LaBarge dishing it off, finds Hantho in the paint, works one left corner, three here for CR, too strong. Hantho gets a rebound, though, tries to put it up, short, and this time Brockington is there to clean it up, and we got a timeout taken here by Coach Z of Oneonta. So the Jackets lead 37-20. We'll be back in 30 seconds on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. 56 seconds to go here in the second quarter and out of the timeout. We'll see what Coach Z decided to get his guys going here with. 50 seconds to go in this second quarter. Jackets got a couple of new faces out there. Top of the key. Now they work it to the near side here for Anthony Falco. Goes to Carr in the corner, left side. Carr on the baseline. Little up and under. Yes. And Brady's got 21 here in the first half. The first half reminiscent of a few weeks ago at Norwich, where he put on a clinic in the first half. That was a really good game between the Purple Tornado and the Jackets over there at NHS.
Well, that was a very high degree of difficulty finish on that drive.
And so the Bulldogs have it into the paint. 15 seconds left. They go far side corner. And a turnaround shot here for CR. Rims in and out. Hand throw a rebound. The soft touch won't go. And Brady with another rebound. 5 seconds left. Brady down the left side wants to stop and pop from deep. And it's in and out. But our halftime score is only on a 39. And Cobleskill Richmondville 20. And Brady Carr has joined the 1,000-point club. Coach and I will talk a little bit more about that here at our Morabito Energy Products halftime report. So we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM,
SFCU, banking easier.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Time for the Morabito Energy Products halftime report with the Oneonta boys at home leading 39-20. Morabito has been delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service for nearly 100 years. You can call Morabito at 607-563-HEAT and keep your family warm this winter. Let's go through our scoring summary for Oneonta in the first half. 21 for Brady Carr, 7 for Britton Z, 4 for Matt Rubin, 2 for Bruce Missler, and 2 for Maddox Imperato. As we've said a couple of times, Brady is now the 11th member, the fifth boy, to hit 1,000 points here at OHS. And everybody will yell at me if we don't bring up the numbers here. So it was Graham Wooden with 1,260, Dan O'Brien with 1,121, Mike Constani with 1,114, and Josh Brown with 1,051. On the girls' side, of course, the all-time great Mariah Ruff, 1,932. So that's the school records. Mariah is so close to 2,000. Chrissy Z with 1,698. Sienna Wissey with 1217, Maddie Harlem with 1161, Tiffany Hurley with 1080, and Stacey Knapp with 1,000 on the nose on the girls' side. So, in case you don't know, Brady's mom is Tiffany Hurley, so they are now both members of the 1,000-point club. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Who's got the better game, Coach? I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Well, Brady's a little taller, but mom does have several state championships.
Yes.
So I think she might have the edge there, but they kind of have a similar game. It's funny that you mentioned that. In the first half, when he made a couple of those jump shots from, like, the gray area, which, for those of you out there, that's kind of the baseline between the corner and the block, I thought to myself, you know, that Tiffany really liked to shoot from there. That was one of her spots. So they definitely have some similarities.
I really enjoyed, I think it was about a year, year and a half ago now, when I had Chrissy and I had Tiffany, and I had Stacey Knapp, along with Coach Mort, on my show, and we kind of did an Oneonta basketball reunion. So if you're interested in those 96, 97, 98 Oneonta women's teams, girls' teams, who many would argue are some of the best, if not the best teams we've had in our area, I think you could probably definitely say that on the girls' side. And so, you know, if you want to go back and listen to that, you certainly can. My podcast can be found at natelaw.com. But it's so cool. You wonder out there how many schools, programs would have a parent and a kid in there, and especially a mother and a son. That's unique. I could see, you know, maybe a dad and a son, something like that. But it's got to be pretty unique. I can't think off the top of my head of anybody else around that has that in particular. I'm probably forgetting somebody. But pretty cool. Definitely a nice piece of history.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always nice when you see a kid, whether it be a boy or a girl, score 1,000 points. And you may have heard me get a little emotional there when he scored his 1,000th point. Well, that's because I know how much hard work and effort and dedication has gone into that, not only on the player's part, but also on the parents' part and the family's part, and also the teammates who, you know, behind those 1,000 points, how many assists are there? And there's got to be quite a few. It wasn't all created by just that player. So it's quite the accomplishment and something to be very proud of.
I know you won't say it, so I will say that, of course, both of your kiddos, Gavin and Hannah, are both on the 1,000-point list for GMU. So an awesome accomplishment. And, yeah, I wonder how many brother-sister combos there are out there. So that's another little fun trivia piece, I'm sure. So very cool. And so we've had, boy, we've had three or four already this year, and there are two more on the radar coming up probably in the next week or so, and we're hoping to bring both of those to you as well. So it's been a fun, exciting, and stressful time to try to get all these 1,000 points in, but we're pretty excited about it. Want to thank one more sponsor here before we go to break for our Oneonta games. And again, we had Oneonta fans approach us and say, can you try to do more OHS games this year? It's something that our community really misses, and so we're trying to step up and do that. So, again, thanks to all these special sponsors, including Harlem and Jervis, attorneys at law on Chestnut Street in Oneonta. We pride ourselves on getting to know our clients so we're better able to serve your needs. Harlem and Jervis, understanding you, understanding the law. You can call them today at 607-432-3611. And you might remember Maddie Harlem on that list as well. So a lot of familiar names that support sports here in Oneonta. All right, we'll take a break. 39-20 is our score currently. Oneonta boys on top of Cobleskill Richmondville. For Greg Monskowski, I'm Nate Law. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And we'll be back on WCDO.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. And again, our special sponsors tonight include Mirabito Convenience Stores. Fill up with a full tank of premium fuel, your favorite snacks, or a hot cup of coffee. When you're on the go, you got to go with Mirabito. 39-20, our score here at the break. And what a second quarter there for OHS to really come out and put some space in between them and Cobleskill Richmondville. Can they keep the gas on in the third quarter? We'll see. But, you know, we talked pregame. You talked to Coach Z, and they were upset about losing to Shenango Forks last week. That's a loss that I'm sure they were more than upset about. It's a game they probably should win on paper, definitely. That's why you play the game. I understand that. But I'm sure they're taking some of that frustration out here tonight.
Yeah, I mean, he gave us three things that they wanted to work on, was execute, which I thought he did a really nice job of, especially in that second quarter on offense. But they also were executing on defense. Besides the right after the jump ball, they limited unforced turnovers. I thought they played physical. I thought they did a good job defensive rebounding as well. So let's see if the Jacks can continue their success from the first half over to the second.
Start of the second half brought to you by Country Club Motors, located at 70 Oneida Street in Oneonta. Chevy, Buick, GMC, and much more. You can see the inventory online at countryclubmotors.com. Country Club Motors, where high volume saves you money. Jackets have it. Here's Britton Z on the right side. A three just off the side of the rim. Rebound for the Bulldogs. They are now going right to left in those black uniforms with the white trim. They muscle up a shot. It's no good. Good effort there by Elijah Barr, but it didn't have enough gas to get up over the rim. Rebound by Bruce Missler there of Oneonta. They're in the white uniforms with the royal blue and the gold trim. Says Jackets in blue lettering there. They're going left to right. We got a foul. A little body there by Cobleskill Richmondville. So the Jackets will have it on the side here going left to right.
And that'll be the second on Brody Becker. A little bit too much contact on the ball handler there.
So 7:20 to go, third quarter. It's 39-20. Jackets have it. Carr's got 21 and Z's got 7 to lead the way for OHS to the high post. They try to go down low for Missler. He gets tied up. Bruce fighting for it there. Lost control of it. Out of bounds and going back to the Bulldogs.
Good physical defense there on the inside for the Bulldogs.
And so the Bulldogs will bring it down the floor. They go to the middle there to break some pressure, get across the Jackets logo. Double team in the corner here by the Jackets. Cobleskill's able to break through it, but they threw it away. And just when that trap's coming, you see a little bit of panic in the eye of the guards, I would say, if you're looking at Cobleskill Richmondville. I'd be scared, too.
Yeah, I mean, Oneonta has a lot of athleticism and a lot of length out there. I mean, you look at their lineup. I think they only have one true guard on the court. The rest are all forwards or centers, and they all have length and athleticism.
Jackets have it with Z. They go to Imperato. A three on the right side. A little side-winding shot won't go. Rebound tapped out to Z. They keep it alive. Now to Imperato. Dribbles behind the back. Pulls it out. Front of the Oneonta bench. They go back to the right side, far side. Bounce into the corner for Grayson Brockington. Skips it inside. High pass for Imperato. Brings it down and scores. Imperato with some nice bounce there.
Yeah, nice catch and finish. That was not an easy pass to catch.
CR across midcourt again, going right to left, and the Jackets are on top, 41-20. Z almost got over there on defense, but Cobleskill Richmondville is able to score with Hanso from inside. Makes it 41-22 with 6:15 to go in the third quarter. Jackets pull it out. They zip it across to Carr. Left side three for Brady. Just a bit too much on that one. Died on the rim. A rebound for the Bulldogs. They come across midcourt. They go to the high post for Hanso. It's tipped. Kept alive, though, by CR. Cobleskill Richmondville inside. Little up and under. Missler with a block. Hanso rips down the rebound. And the Bulldogs with a three on the right side. And it's up and good here for Cooper LaBarge. His third three.
Well, you see that a lot. Kid gets an offensive rebound. He probably is less than 2 feet from the hoop. And they kick it out for a three.
Jackets go to Z. A straightaway three for Britton is no good. And the momentum took it up off the shot clock out of bounds and back to Cobleskill Richmondville. With 5:35 to go in the third, it's 41-25.
Not saying I'm opposed to the three-point shot.
It looked good, just took that funny bounce. Left side here for Cobleskill Richmondville. They're trying to get back into it with the three. They miss it. They get a rebound, though. Second chance is off the mark. A third chance here for the Bulldogs, but they stepped on the line. It's going back to the Jackets, and Coach Z wants his guys to rebound the ball better.
And that was one of the things that he talked about when I had a chance to communicate with him. He said, we have the defensive rebound.
Jackets have it again going right to left. Down pass into the corner for Brockington. They skip it to Z into the teeth of the defense. And a great take by Britton Z. And he finishes.
Yeah, nice finish there with the left hand.
Makes it 43-25. Oneonta boys leading Section 2, Class B. Cobleskill Richmondville here with 4:55 to go, third quarter. Bulldogs will work it around to the right side. Pass into the interior of the defense. Tapped out. And it's going back to Oneonta. Nice play there by the Jackets. And they just continue to play good defense. And Britton Z to the left side now. Z works it in. Goes back to Imperato. Little shovel pass to the far side. They find Carr on the left baseline. Back over, Imperato. Foot on the line for a long two. It's off the back of the rim. Rebound for the Bulldogs. And they'll look to bring it forward. Ahead, taking it inside. Up off of the glass. No, Hanso with a rebound. Guys getting tied up underneath there. It's become physical. We got a foul on the Jackets here. With 4:22 to go in the third. Oneonta 43. Cobleskill Richmondville 25. Bodies flying underneath the hoop there. So the Jackets on top. And Cobleskill Richmondville will have the ball on the near side. Of course, want to thank Firefighter Incorporated, a trusted Oneonta-based company with over 65 years of experience specializing in fire protection equipment for businesses, including extinguishers, fire alarms, sprinklers, and chemical suppression systems. You can call them at 433-2800. Another foul in the meantime here on the Jackets underneath with 4:10 to go in the third.
Bulldogs are chipping away here. They're doing a nice job executing. If they can get a couple of these outside shots to fall, they could get back into this game here.
Yeah, I like their effort for sure. They'll work one to the far side for LaBarge. Pulls one down in. Into the corner. Shot there for LaBarge is short. It was partially blocked. And a rebound scooped up underneath by Jace Jackson here for Oneata. He's back in for the Jackets. And a three ball here from Britton Z. Too much mustard on it. Rebound underneath. Tapped. And finally scooped up by Elijah Barr. Ahead for the Bulldogs. They're trying to run. They got a little space underneath. Shot won't go. Tipped out of the hands there of Brody Becker. That will stay with the Bulldogs underneath the hoop. With 3:40 to go here in this third quarter. Bulldogs trying to chip away at it. Inbounds underneath the hoop. They're in a tough spot. They come away with a baseline jumper on the right side. In and out. Rebound for Carr. Carr's gone a little quiet here in the third quarter in terms of scoring after having that monster first half. They find Grayson Brockington back out to Brady, who's got 21. Into the corner now for Brockington. No, rebound for Bruce Missler. Muscles it up, and off the glass. It's good for Bruce Missler.
Good, strong offensive rebound and putback for Missler there.
Bruce, a big baseball guy, but he does his best here on the court and certainly working hard to get that those 2 points. They go to the high post. A little pass to the interior. No, Missler with a big rebound here, though. And it's taken right back, though. He tried to outlet it to Z, who couldn't hang on. And Kobolsko Richmondville's got it back with 2:50 to go in the third. CR, low post, and muscling it up and in his hand, though.
Really strong move there.
Yeah, paid him back with 2:40 to go here in the third. It's only on a 45, Kobolsko Richmondville 27. Jackets have it on the left side of the floor. They go to Britton Z. Z wants to take his time, pull it out. Now he'll reset the offense. Z left side, goes back to Carr. Straight away. Carr hanging in the air. Shot was short. Somehow Brockington gets a rebound. Out for Jace Jackson, the lefty for three. That's a little off the mark. Rebound here for Kobolsko Richmondville. Passed ahead. And they're looking for Tyler France. He's inside. France from a tough position. Missed it. And we got a foul on the rebound with 2:07 to go in the third. Things just not coming as smoothly right now for OHS.
They don't have that flow offensively. Like, I don't know if Kobolsko Richmondville really hasn't changed their defense much, but Oneata just doesn't seem to be in that same rhythm they were in the second quarter.
Yeah, Carr has not scored here in this third quarter. And here's Kobolsko Richmondville at the line, and the first shot is up and good for Hanso. He has 5 points for the Bulldogs. 45-28. Boy, if they could chip this down a little more, they'd keep the door open for the fourth quarter coming up. And Hanso's second shot is in and out, and Brockington's got a rebound. Student section was making that hard for Hanso there at the line. Jackets will come across with Britton Z, setting up the offense here, and they'll go to the left side. Left wing for Anthony Falco. Now back to Z on the right side. Z to Carr. Little dribble drive up off the glass. A lot of contact there. No call. He missed the shot, too. Rebound for the Bulldogs. LaBarge stops in traffic. Fires up a three and hits. Cooper LaBarge has got four threes for 12 points, and it's 45-31. Jackets on top, and now Z tries to take it right into the tall trees, and he gets fouled. And he'll go back to the line. So Oneata looking to protect this lead against a feisty Bulldogs team from Section 2.
Got to give credit to Britton there. I think that was a heady play. I think he recognized that there was an awful lot of contact on the last drive by Brady Carr, and the refs didn't call a foul. He got it, brought it right up to court, and said, I'm going to the rim, because if there's any contact, they're probably going to call a foul.
He misses the first one at the line, second one coming here for Britton Z, the junior guard with 9 points. And his second shot is good. Britton averages right around 15 and a half, 16 points a game. He's at 10 right now. 46-31. Jackets on top with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter here at OHS tonight. LaBarge to the left corner. They skip it across and they throw it away. Pass was too tall there from Elijah Barr and it went sailing into the Bulldogs bench. Also want to thank Oneonta Block Company for their sponsorship tonight, your complete masonry supplier since 1982. Proud to support local high school sports here on WCDL. You can call them at 432-6641 or visit online at oneontablock.com. Z has it to the right side, in for Brady Carr. A little up and under for Brady, muscled it up, no. Rebound here for Cobleskill-Richmondville. They'll look to bring it back across midcourt. And Barr takes it into the teeth of the defense, goes far side, finds LaBarge. Got a hand right in his face there from Matthew Rubin. And to the left side. They continue to work it. LaBarge, no, we got 3 seconds on Cobleskill-Richmondville. And it's going back to the Jackets. Thanks for listening as well tonight online, WCDOsports.com, brought to you by FFCU.
Boy, that's two possessions I think that the Bulldogs would like to have back. On both of them, they didn't even get a shot off. I mean, they cut the lead here to 15, and they had two possessions where the Jackets didn't score, and they didn't even get a shot off. One, they threw out of bounds to the coach. He was open, but he's out of bounds, and he can't shoot. And the other one, they got called for 3 seconds.
And they're right in that sweet spot. If you can get it to 10, you know, that's something they could really work with. But they've struggled on offense. Timeout taken by Oneonta. Jackets lead 46-31. Late third quarter here at OHS. We'll be back on WCDO.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back out of the timeout. A layup for Brady Carr makes it 48-31. Bulldogs have it now, and they'll take it inside. And a little layup there for Tyler France is good. And it's 48-33. 8 seconds left, third quarter. Z across the midcourt timeline. He's got five. Z, dribble drive. Inside, his shot won't go. Second chance also off the mark, and that'll do it. And at the end of the third quarter, it's the Oneonta boys leading Cobleskill-Richmondville 48-33. Again, congrats to Brady Carr. He joined the 1,000-point club here tonight for Oneonta. We'll be back on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwoods.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lowell, joined by Greg Bonskowski here on WCDO. Jim Tomeo's a producer back in the Sydney CDO studios. Columbus School Richmondville with a three ball in the corner. LaBarge, his fifth three of the night. He's got 15. The Bulldogs aren't going to go quietly. It's 48-36. Oneonta boys on top with 7 minutes left.
Yeah, you got to give them credit. They just keep chipping away, chipping away.
And here's a turnover on Oneonta. Well, double dribble. With 7 minutes left, yeah, and they have the ability to shoot from the outside. Cobleskill does. I mean, LaBarge has five threes. He hits a couple more. Things could get dangerous here, or interesting. So 7 minutes left. Oneonta's going to have to turn the heat up on defense to protect this lead. And a little dribble drive here for Cobleskill Richmondville. Left side corner, LaBarge for three. It got partially blocked there by Z. And then a steal by Rubin. Rubin down the right side for the Jackets, and they go to Z. They find Carr. Thought about a three, thought better of it, didn't pull the trigger. Goes back to Imperato, and they'll reset on offense with 6.5 to go in the fourth quarter. And now back to Z. Far side, Imperato. To Brady Carr, little kiss off the glass. No, somebody put a lid on that rim for Brady. That was a great look, and it just rolled out. He's got 23, though, but almost all of it was in the first half. Three ball here. Tyler France in and out for Cobleskill Richmondville. Ball out of bounds is going to stay with the Bulldogs here with 6:13 to go. And the Jackets are on top 48-36.
Yeah, Cobleskill Richmondville just keeps plugging away, doing a really nice job defensively here in the second half. It almost doesn't look like the same Oneonta team that we saw in the second quarter.
No, I mean, they have really been limited here offensively in the second half. A three in the corner for Cobleskill Richmondville is good for Tyler France. And it's 48-39. Don't look now, folks. We got a ball game and a timeout taken here by the Jackets. And Coach Z is not happy. He'll talk with the troops. Again, Jackets 48, Cobleskill Richmondville 39. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' World's Best Banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
And welcome back. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter, Coach. We got a game. Oneonta's led most of the way, but now they lead 48-39. I mean, Cobleskill Richmondville's trailed by over 20 at a point in the second quarter. But here they are. They're hanging in there. Out of the timeout, Jackets have it. They go to Carr down low, up off the glass. It's good, and maybe that's what they need to break out of the slump.
Great cut back door there by Carr, but better pass from Z. And then Carr took his time, head fake, got the two Bulldog defenders off their feet and scored.
50-39, Jackets leading Cobleskill Richmondville. A pass inside, too strong, and off the glass. A rebound here for Maddox Imperato. Jackets trying to cap off this 1,000-point night for Brady Carr, 11th player in Oneonta history to join the 1,000-point club. They're trying to cap it off with a win. Here's Z down low, muscling in and up off the glass. No, rolled off the front of the rim. Second chance for Rubin won't go. They'll pull it out for Imperato, and they want to reset. Imperato right into the paint. Says, I got that. Misses that one, though. And we got a jump ball here.
Great hustle by Rubin, though. And he had made a contribution in the first half with two steals and two buckets. He's just got him three more chances. He had two offensive rebounds, and then he just got that tie-up to give him the jump ball. So good effort by him.
Bringing that soccer athleticism and hustle onto the basketball court tonight. Rubin into the corner, Imperato. Jackets going left to right. They have it. Carr, pass down low, finds Rubin on the cut, and he scores.
Really nice dish there by Carr.
4:50 left, fourth quarter. It's 52-39. And Cobleskill Richmondville trails Oneonta here in a Section 2 versus Section 4 matchup. Good hands by Brockington of Oneonta. rocked that one out of bounds. It'll stay with the Bulldogs. Great crowd here, too, tonight to watch Brady hit 1,000. Student section came out in full force. And the gym pretty packed for this one. And a foul here on Carr at the high post with 4:40 left. Nobody's in foul trouble, though, for the Jackets. But this will give the ball to the Bulldogs on the baseline to the right of the hoop. Stay tuned tomorrow night as well. I'll be back on the air again for a MAC girls contest down in BG as the Bobcats will be hosting Unitego. That's a big game. As boy, the MAC girls standings have really jammed up after Sydney knocked off Green last week. So we'll be talking about all that tomorrow night down in BG. 7:15 tip-off. Butler Auto pregame show about 10 minutes before. We got a jump ball, and we got the arrow leaving it here with the Bulldogs of CR. And so we'll come back and do another inbounds play right next to the hoop, underneath the Bulldogs hoop. They'll get into the corner. LaBarge, can he hit another one? Yes. LaBarge with six threes. He's got 18 points for the Bulldogs. It's 52-42.
They're not going away.
That was a tough contested corner three there for LaBarge, and he hit it. 4:15 left. And now a steal near midcourt. Both teams wrestling for it. Jackets got it back. Imperato in the corner. He is trapped, and Coach Z had to call timeout. With 4:05 to go in the fourth quarter, we'll step away again. Jackets lead 52-42, and we'll be back on CDO.
Game day at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, comes with a special Sunday playbook menu. Enjoy the Blitz Burger topped with chili cheese and jalapeno, or the pizza and wing combo. Jerry's Inn is great for feeding hungry athletes and the whole family. They'll love the Sunday playbook menu items like mac and cheese bites, the barbecue rib sandwich, and the southwestern chicken salad. Jerry's Inn is a proud supporter of local high school sports and wishes all local teams a fantastic season. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge. We'll see you on game day.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Also want to give a shout out to Tri-County Glass, one of our sponsors for tonight's game. At 51 Main Street right here in Oneonta, a trusted provider of residential and commercial glass solutions, Steve can handle all glass repairs and specializes in custom work. Always friendly service and reasonable prices at Tri-County Glass of Oneonta. Well, Coach, 4:05 to go here in the fourth. 52-42 our score. Jackets on top, but the Bulldogs will not go away here.
Yeah, the Jackets need to do a good job of executing on offense and being patient here in the last 4 minutes. Need good shots every trip.
Jackets had possession in the white uniforms with the royal blue and the gold trim going left to right. Into the right corner. Imperato zips one across for Rubin. Patient offensive possession here for the Jackets. Five on the shot clock. I don't know if they're aware. Z's going to have to pull up from way deep. It's short. They almost had the tip drill with Rubin, but it's a shot clock violation. 3:48 left. And at this point, can the Jackets just hang on?
And Coach Z really wants him to take advantage of Brady's height in there on the inside. He thinks he has a mismatch.
And here's LaBarge on a backdoor cut. Missed the layup. Second chance for Hanfill, and he's fouled. And Cobleskill Richmond is going to go to the line. That must have been too close for LaBarge. He prefers those threes. But this is going to send Hanfill to the line off that rebound. And a chance for Cobleskill Richmond to cut it to single digits here. And so Hanto at the line, first shot, in and out.
Now, there is a lot of time left, but if Oneonta does a good job executing and takes their time on each possession, it's going to be difficult for Cobleskill Richmondville to come back here.
Second shot for Hanto, died on the front of the rim. They needed those, and they couldn't get them. Rebound for the Jackets by Rubin. Outlet pass to Z. He's going to try to have a good possession. Take some time off the clock here. Carr straight away. Carr's got 25. Shot clock's at 20. Imperato, they run through the progressions. They go down low for Carr. Nice cut here by Rubin. Tough spot, finds Rockington on the far side, and he double dribbles. They ate some clock up, but they got nothing to show for it. 3:13 to go in the fourth. It's 52-42. Jackets clinging to this 10-point lead here at the Hive. Cobleskill Richmondville across midcourt. They go to the high post for Hanto. Little give and go. Hanto gets it back up off the glass, and he's got it. Rubin tried to draw the charge. He couldn't do it. Hansel's got seven. It's 52-44. Jackets across midcourt. Left side, Z inside for Carr. He's double-teamed, but he'll whip it back out. Find Z, who just saved it from going out of bounds. Great backdoor cut. Rubin missed it, and Carr couldn't get the rebound. They will say it's going to stay with Oneana with 2:45 left. Rubin tried to just go too quickly there and couldn't get that shot to go. Z underneath the Oneana hoop to the left of it. He's going to get one in. Little give and go back into the corner. Z for three. Halfway down, it wouldn't go. Rebound for Cobleskill Richmondville. Boy, that looks good from Z. And now a steal back by Oneana. Carr got it in transition near midcourt with 2.5 to go. And Oneana's got a fresh shot clock to work with. Bounce pass to Z. Z back up top. Cobleskill Richmondville hoping for another clean steal here on defense if they can get it. And they need some shot making. Imperato, far side for Z. Little crossover, Z from the left elbow. Pull-up jumper is good for Britton. He's got 12.
He's trying to get that ball into the low post, but having a hard time getting it into Carr. Nice jump shot by Z.
And it's 54-44 with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Far side, pull-up three here for Cobleskill Richmondville. No, Carr with a rebound. Outlet pass to Z on the far side. Z escapes the traffic and finds Grayson Brockington for the lay-in, and he's got five. Back-to-back buckets by the Jackets, and now that makes it a little more comfortable for you Jacket fans. It's 56-44 with 90 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter at home at OHS. Here's LaBarge. Good pass down low, and the jumper won't go. Rebound for Rubin. Boy, he's been tough underneath on the glass, and then he's fouled as he's bringing it back down the floor. A great job by Rubin. Again, he's doing a lot of the little things here, Coach.
Yeah, he really has had an impact on this team.
1:25 to go, fourth quarter. It's 56-44. Jackets leading. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up. We'll have our three awards brought to you by Marabito Energy Products, ACO Brands, as well as Marabito Gresham Insurance for offense, defense, and all-purpose players of the game. And again, a big thanks to Marabito Energy Products and convenience stores, fueling our communities and supporting our neighbors in need for nearly 100 years and counting. Visit Marabito.com. Inside here for Carr, in the paint. Nice spin move for Brady, and he's fouled with 1:14 to go here in the fourth quarter. So Brady's going to step into the line. 1,000 points tonight for Brady, or he joins the 1,000-point club. He has 25 on the night. That's right on his season average. And so Carr, the first shot at the line, rattles in. If you go to NateLaw.com, click on top scores. We have our list there, and there's a bunch of guys that are hovering right around that 24 to 26 range. Brady goes one out of two at the line, so it's been a fun battle to watch those guys, you know, on the rankings there on the top scorers page duke it out. But another 26 certainly won't hurt Brady tonight. Steal by Imperato at midcourt. They call him for the reach-in. And so with 1:02 left, Oneana's going to go to the bench. Orette Weir's going to check in here for the Jackets, as well as Anthony Falco. Just want to give one more shout-out to Tino's, the original home of the cold cheese pizza here in Oneonta. Authentic New York-style pizza, unique salads, or a freshly made sub on their homemade Italian bread. Tino's Pizza, the original home of the cold cheese. Always a great supporter here of OHS Sports. A pull-up jumper here for CR. They'll get it in the paint, but too little too late here for the Bulldogs with 45 seconds left, and the Jackets on top 57-46. Much needed win tonight here for the OHS Yellow Jackets. They're going to try to wheel it around here to Imperato. And Imperato with a floater in the paint there for Maddox, and he gets that to go. Little timeout to get Imperato out of the game. Jace Jackson's going to check in. Logan Layton is in now. And Jamison Brown as well. Brown, one of the best catchers in our area. Go see him this spring. He's fantastic for what should be a very good Oneana baseball team again for Joe Hughes this spring. But they got some business left for basketball season first. 20 seconds left. Cobleskill Richmondville throwing it away. And it'll be the Jackets ball one last time here at the Hive. With 19 seconds left. A little bit of a scare for the Jackets midway through there, but a good night. Brady gets 1,000, and they will get the W as well. That's always nice. 10 seconds left. Jackson inside Falco. Fall away jumper, no. 5 seconds left. And that's going to do it. Our final score tonight, 59-46. The Jackets get the victory. We'll be back with the postgame show on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney. Cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time. Oneonta Boys Basketball tops Copleskill Richmondville 59-46 for a non-league victory at home here tonight. What do they need from you, Coach?
I don't know.
I say this to Craig all the time. I'm okay with saying this on the air. If people will just come up and talk to us, we need a security team, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I think so.
they don't see what we're doing. I don't know. I've never understood it. But anyway, our final score here tonight, 59-46. Brady Carr joins the 1,000-point club. He had 26 tonight. That's a game high. 12 for Britton Z. 6 apiece for Maddox Imperato and Matt Rubin. 5 for Grayson Brockington and 4 for Bruce Missler. So what do you think, Coach? Time for the three awards?
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to get into our three awards here. First is our Outstanding Offense Award here tonight, brought to you by NBT Bank. Top rated by Forbes and by the people who matter most, our customers. NBT Bank is proud to support our local high school athletes. An easy choice tonight, 26 for Brady Carr, hits 1,000 points. Congratulations to him, and still a lot of time left in his high school career.
Yeah, I was impressed with his game, especially in that first half. He was a difficult matchup. He can score at all three levels. He can go down in the low post. He can hit the mid-range jumper. He can hit the three-pointer. He's got a nice stroke, so he's a tough matchup, and especially with his size. So lots of bright things to come in his future this year, and I'm certain next year as well.
I'm excited for this next one, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham cheer on our local teams this season. We've decided to go with Matthew Rubin. We said his name a lot. Those hustle plays, getting on the floor, played great defense, so hard-earned award here tonight, and good for him.
Yeah, I thought he made an impact in both halves. The first half, he came up with two crucial steals and was able to get putbacks there. And then in the second half, he just was a beast on the offensive glass. There was a possession right in a row where he got the Jackets extra shots and extra possessions. I think he had two or three offensive rebounds. Then he caused a jump ball that allowed the ball to stay with the Jackets. So that's the kind of kid you want on your team if you're a coach, a kid that can come into the game and make an impact in a short amount of time. I thought he was key to tonight's game.
Lastly, our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to have been a community partner for over 75 years. Britton Z is our All-Purpose Award winner tonight, does a little bit of everything. Tremendous, again, you can give him the ball, he can handle it. Again, we called him a floor general, and it's perfect for the All-Purpose Award.
Yeah, I think he's the coach out there on the floor. You know, he certainly understands what his father, the coach, wants out there. But he knows when to make a key shot. He knows where to get the ball and when and to whom. I was very impressed with his game. again, I think he's one that can score from all three levels as well. So with him and Brady and the rest of the supporting cast, I think the Jackets will be tough to handle here the rest of the year.
Yeah, Class A is super tough. Of course, the stack is super tough. Their division is hard. They got another showdown coming with Norwich in a couple of weeks, so a lot of good basketball left to be played. We will have that second Norwich game for you on the radio. We're also going to do both Oneonta Norwich girls games. That first game got postponed, but they do have a makeup date for that. So if you're a Jackets fan, or even a Norwich fan over there on 92.3, we're going to have a lot of great Oneonta content coming up for you here over the next few weeks. So huge thank you to all our special sponsors as well for their support in getting these games on the air. We'll be back on tomorrow night, back in MAC action. Unitego girls traveling down to take on BG. And we'll be in Franklin on Friday. Franklin girls hosting Lawrence Milford. And perhaps some more history to be made on Friday night. But we won't go that far quite yet. But we got some more coming up in that neck of the woods over the next few weeks. So we'll keep you up to date. But, Coach, thanks for joining me again.
Thanks for the invite, and congratulations to Brady, and best of luck to the Jackets the rest of the season.
That's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. 59-46, our final score here tonight. Oneonta boys getting it done against Section 2 Class B Cobleskill Richmondville. For Greg Boskowski, I'm Nate Lowe. I'm not sure if I said thank you to Jim, our in-game producer. Always want to make sure we say thank you to him. But again, 59-46, Jackets get the win. 1,000 points for Brady Carr. We'll see you tomorrow night here on WCDO.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Sun's up too soon like daylight savings. Mixed emotions are congregating. Picture innocence in all these places. Ahead of myself's an understatement.